Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. This is Morgan Garza coming to you with the Love, Light, and Black Holes podcast for an entire year of podcasting. That's right. I launched this podcast on 8/8 last year, the Lion's Gate 2025, and it really began as a way for me to process my grief. I thought it would be fun. If your definition of fun includes publicly processing the collapse of your entire known universe, then yeah, it's been a really fun year. And so much has happened since this time last year. And when I look back at this past year of podcasting, it has been devotion, absolutely, to the cause, to the process, to the ethos, to who I was becoming, to what I wanted to share, to what I was like publicly in real time processing with all of my listeners. And I'm going to be real with you. It's not like I have millions of listeners. I have ranked in the top 200 of spiritual podcasts in the United States, in the top 50 and 80 in Canada. But what this year has shown me is that this devotion has created a discipline that I am now using in my business as I am becoming my own CEO and my own employee and figuring out what the fuck that means since I quit my job in April to go all in on this. And this has taken so much determination to keep going, to wake up, to record every week, almost every week. There are a couple weeks that I skipped. But this has been such a beautiful process for me to witness myself do, to stick with it, to go for a full year of podcasting. And it changed my life. And the main thing that I've noticed immediately after I started my podcast, in fact, that you don't have to have millions of downloads for something to be life-changing for you or for other people. I get messages all of the time with people bearing their souls, telling me their stories after one of my episodes about something that rattled them, rolled them, sparked something, inspired something, allowed them to feel like I was a safe space to share. And that was always the main goal. The bonus goal was that I got a book deal. And with that book deal came so much confidence, so much direction, so much distillation and crystallization of where I wanted my life to go. When I started this podcast, I was flailing. I had no idea what to do. My dad had just died. I was rebuilding my marriage. I was in Baja, Mexico for a month when I launched this all of August last year, which is hurricane season. So it was miserably hot outside. So I was stuck inside creating, which really was a blessing now that I look back at it. But this journey has been so wild and weird and wonderful and not linear. Honestly, nothing in life is linear, but it hasn't been linear. I've had podcast episodes blow up, others that are almost crickets, but overall, I have noticed that I haven't let the data or the stats determine my feelings about this podcast, because I first and foremost created it for me. It was a channel for me to process my grief. It was a place for me to put all of the feelings that I had. And I didn't need another healing modality. I didn't need another course. I definitely didn't need to do more therapy because that had run its course. I needed somewhere to put all of the thoughts ricocheting around my skull at 3 a.m, which, because of my adrenals being blown, I was waking up at exactly 3 a.m. for a long time. And in that time, I would process all of my trauma and do all of the things that I was supposed to be doing in the waking hours. And it got to the point where I was like, I have to do something with this. And being the person that I am, I knew that I could alchemize this in real time. I knew that I could transmute and translate what I was feeling into something that would be easily understandable and digestible for other people going through this too. And if you've been with me since the beginning, thank you. If you've been with me since my first podcast in 2018, thank you. And if you're just listening to this episode as the first one of me coming into your world, welcome. And thank you. There's so much that I could say about podcasting for a whole year, but that's not what this episode is about. Maybe that will be another one. But what I have come to realize is that I am becoming the woman that I've always wanted to be. And I have said that I'm the woman of my dreams since 2014, when it first came into my mind that I was like, holy shit, like I'm who I've been waiting for. I'm the woman of my dreams. But I'm becoming the boss of myself that I've always wanted, and also creating this soft existence in between the strategy and the deadlines that I give myself, and getting ready for my second book to publish, and that book came from this podcast and from making myself visible, from putting myself out there, from allowing people to see what I was going through and normalizing it and humanizing it and making it feel like it's not this thing that we have to do behind closed doors or in therapy or in a healing retreat that we don't tell anybody else about. This is something that we can talk about just as wildly, as vividly, as beautifully as we talk about manifestation and astrology and all of the light. We also need to hold space for that in the dark. And I wasn't trying to build a media company, a media empire, which is what this is slowly, slowly turning into. I was just trying to survive. I was just trying to get through the day. I was just trying to lessen the amount of times that I woke up at 3 a.m. spiraling and make sense of the senseless, of what could not possibly make sense, because losing everything that I did in such a short amount of time would leave anyone's head spinning. And I knew that I had a choice. There was a choice where I could either turn this into something that was fuel or allow it to consume me and never be the same person again. I mean, to be fair, I was not going to be the same person anyways. But that choice point allowed me to turn this into art, to turn this into magic, to turn my grief into something that, even though I said I was doing it for fun, it allowed me to be vulnerable enough to heal rather than put it off and bury it and hide it under the rug and bottle it up into a point where I would explode eventually sometime in the future. So while this was very much for me, it also ended up being a lot for you. And like I said, I have the most beautiful messages in my inbox, in my DMs on Instagram, of people who have listened and felt something and changed something within them and felt brave enough to share some part of their story with me and open up in a way that allowed them to truly see the power of the darkness. And this was my whole mission. I didn't have a content strategy at all. It was like, oh shit, it's Tuesday. I have to record my podcast episode for Wednesday. What is alive in me? But I also just had a nervous system full of ghosts and chaos and confusion and not sure what to do with anything, and a microphone and some lipstick. So here I am, bearing my soul for the past year. That turned into something that I could never have imagined it would have, that I didn't even want it to turn into. That little grief project that started last year started building my next life. And so this year, I am doing the same because I know the power of intention. I know the power of 8-8. Even though Lionsgate has no astrological significance whatsoever, the collective belief in this date and the numerological significance does carry weight. And so I am using this to build my next life and to put out into the universe what I want to see happen between now and my book coming out and everything that is going to unfold after that. And what that is hitting 10,000 subscribers on Substack before my book was released in spring 2027. And I chose Substack because I'm a writer and that is a place for writing. And this is a place where I dive deep into different concepts and bare my soul and explore different things and share about astrology. And so I figured if I'm writing, well, I already wrote the book, but if I'm publishing my book, the most natural place for people to find me and want more of what it is that I'm putting out into the world is a platform that requires you to write. So I'm starting a 10K before sub day experiment on Substack. And this is the beginning of August. I have until spring 2027. I already have 1,000 subscribers there. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to be sharing the messy, the middle, the goals, the successes, the failures, the victories, all of it over on Substack. So the link is down below to come follow along and subscribe. I think it's so much more interesting to watch someone build something in real time and share all of the bits and pieces of it rather than look at someone's very well-polished playbook after they had all of the failures and missteps once they've hit that success. So you are going to come along with me. And this is going to be a beautiful experiment to practice what I preach, to put my soul onto the page and to share from a place that is not just for the book, but for me, just like the podcast was. I'm doing this for me. I'm writing for me. I hope you like it. I hope you read it, obviously. But the healing that I get from doing this, just like I knew that writing the book would change me, this is the exact same feeling. And as I reflect on this past year of podcasting and give myself so much gratitude and credit for what has happened, I do also naturally, because I'm a human, feel urgency around what hasn't happened yet and where I haven't achieved and what I need to do. And now that I've quit my job, I'm trying to figure out by myself how to run a company again. I mean, I haven't run a company for the past 5 years. I really want to understand what it takes and surround myself with people who are doing it and share this whole messy process with you, because I don't want to be this guru on the mountain who's like, well, I built this company and blah, 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 blah. And these are all the amazing things about it. And I just got a book deal and it just happened. Like, you have watched me pour my entire soul into every single episode. And that is what got me there. And I don't want this next adventure to be all about the success and the highlight reel and that's it. And I am very much having a CEO identity crisis. I have no idea how to be a free spirit girly who also needs and craves structure. And I just wrote all about this on Substack. And it's been so interesting to witness this in myself, because I have always thought of myself as a free spirit. I've been told I'm a free spirit by practically everyone. And internally, I need a lot of stability. I need a lot of structure. I think that's my Taurus sun. And externally, I'm a Gemini moon and Aquarius rising, and I have a lot of air in my chart. And so I think I come off as like, blase, la la la, who cares, whatever. But inside, internally in my mind, I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like, what is the plan? Where are we going? Actually, that's not true. Like, I don't usually love having a fully fleshed out plan, but in business, it turns out a notes app full of content ideas isn't a strategy. It is just a lot more chaos. And I have realized that and come to terms with it and lovingly called myself out and in on that. And so now I am learning to build containers that protect my creativity while also strategically building the business that I want to see and I want to put out into the world. And the capacity that I have to do this is great. I just need the process. I need to learn skills that I don't currently have. And honestly, like, I owe it to my book baby to blow the fuck up. So like, let's blow it up. This isn't about me getting sales. This is about me putting my art, my work, my soul literally outside of my body into the world in a way that can help as many people as possible. And I have a responsibility to do that. And I read this somewhere the other day that said, if you have a business that changes people's lives, you have a responsibility to share about it, to talk about it, and to blast it as far as you possibly can. And so that is what I am doing. And I am taking that seriously. I didn't write a book about shadow work because it was a popular topic and I tested the demographic. This was what I was living through. I wrote it because life dragged me into the underworld. And apparently, I am incapable of leaving anywhere without taking notes and writing a whole dissertation about it. So my book, by the same name of this podcast, Love, Light, and Black Holes, is for anyone who discovered that good vibes only becomes a deeply unhelpful philosophy when your actual life is on fire. And that takes you into the afterglows. So we go through the descent, the dance, where you learn how to move with your shadow and with your magic, and then the afterglow, where you become magnetic as fuck and you literally quantum leap like I have this past year, and you see how good it can get. The darkest years of my life did not make me grateful they happened. They made me unwilling to waste what they revealed. I'm not grateful my dad died. I'm not grateful my husband went to rehab and we had to rebuild our marriage. I am grateful that I got the other side of that. I will always be sad that my dad is dead. I will never be grateful that that happened. But I am unwilling to waste what that showed me, what that made possible. And in the same way of this podcast, I'm so grateful that it happened, but I am unwilling to waste the momentum that I have by jumping into something else. And as a manifesting generator, if you know anything about human design, I have 17 fires going at once, and it is really hard for me to stick to one thing and grow it into a giant bonfire. And I have done that this past year, and I'm going to continue to do that while I still light little fires on the side and have, you know, creative projects that may go nowhere and who fucking knows and who fucking cares. But the general consensus is, I'm so proud of myself. And by me being proud of myself and sharing this publicly, I hope that you can look within and look at your life and think, wow, you know what? I really did do that. Maybe it's just that you've stopped reacting in a certain way, or you stopped responding to someone who only asks you for help, or whatever it may be. But look at how far you've come. And I talked about this 2 episodes ago, and I'm bringing it up again because it's so incredibly important. Look at what you've achieved. Look at what no longer is bothering you. Look at what you have created in the past year since Lionsgate last year. Just stick to a year for now. And then think about what's next. This is what is going to give you that clarity. And I'm not going to lie, it took me a few weeks to get here. It took me a lot of internal contemplation. It took me a lot of like brain mapping and mind dumping and just having documents and documents and documents of what I want this to look like. No, that's not right. No, this is what I want. I'm doing this all alone. I don't have a business coach. I don't have an entrepreneurship group. I have friends, but like, how much do they really want to help me build my business? Like, I'm very much doing this by myself. And that can create a cacophony of confusion in your mind. So what I want to offer to you is doing the same. Just look at how far you've come. Think about what you have achieved and grown through and the lessons that has given you, and then look forward. And you can go back and listen to my entire podcast episode about this. It's 2 episodes ago. And what you're quietly building right now could turn into a bonfire. It could spark and fly and set another fire somewhere else. The idea of having one creative idea move into the next and move into the next and turn into something way bigger than you ever thought it could, and bring you things that you never even imagined, even if it's not huge. Like, this is not a huge podcast. It's just like this steady crew who just keeps coming back, and maybe someone new comes in, but I haven't blown up, but I have still blown my life up in a way that would not have happened without this podcast. I don't want 10,000 subscribers in my Substack for any ego boost. I want it so that my book does well. I want it so that people find me, fall in love with the way that I help them translate the complicated aspects of human life in these very dense meat suits. And then they're like, oh yeah, I want more. I'm definitely buying her book, and I'm definitely telling everyone about it because it changed me. I am doing this for my book baby. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my best to have fun with this experiment of getting to 10,000 subscribers on Substack before my book is published, so that I can bring my magic into it, so that I can bring my 15 years of expertise in it. And so I can find this middle ground of, where does the magical meet the practical? Where can I marry these two worlds so that I'm not just following this content calendar that I set out for myself at the beginning of the month, and by halfway through the month, I hate everything that I've laid out. I want this to be living and breathing and fun, and I want to bring you along with me for the ride. So if this sounds interesting for you, the link to subscribe to my Substack is down below. I would love to have you follow along. I'm going to be opening the doors for a few things very soon, but if you definitely want to get on the list for Afterglow, that is down below for the waitlist. And it was so incredible, the first round. I know the second round, with all of the feedback that I got and just the person that I personally became while doing it, is going to make the next round even better. And I'm going to, of course, change things, shift things. It's going to evolve already just from its first version. But I want you in my world. And this world is so dope. It's glittery. It's disco ball-y. It's fun, but it's also got the dark pockets that we don't avoid. It brings everything together so that love, light, and black holes is a statement of how to live, not just a cute thing that you think like, oh yeah, that sounds nice. She's not avoiding the darkness. Like, this is a lifestyle that I want to invite you into living with me, because as I become the CEO of my own company, as I become an author for the second time, and as I become whatever it is down the pipeline that is coming, I want to share all of it with you, because what I have created over the past year, and really over the past 3 years, my communities, is so much love and connection. And if that sounds like something that you want to be part of, again, come along for the ride. I would adore to have you. And thank you for being here. This has been such a joy to create over the past year, and to witness myself become someone that I didn't even think was possible 365 days ago, when I was steeped in grief and uncertain about pretty much everything. That's all I have for you today. This very exciting experiment is starting. I'm so, so, so stoked to see where this goes, and I'm infusing the energy of Lionsgate, of 888, of this portal of magic and abundance and expansiveness into this project so that everything that I do going forward, every step that I take, is coded with this desire to serve, to share, and to come from a place that is truly so authentically me that you see yourself in it too. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes.